Listen, speaking of celebrity, there's a big story today in the world of celebrity that I wanted to run by you because I think this is a really interesting question. This happens to be going on between celebrities, but it's one of those things that probably happens between regular people, and it comes down to a moral question, okay, mm-hmm. that you'll have to answer. Do you know who Jennifer Goodwin is?
No.
Okay, Jennifer with a G. She was in Big Love. She was in Once Upon a Time. You'd recognize her if you saw her, like cute little pixie haircut, beautiful blue eyes. She's gorgeous. She's married to a dude named Josh Dallas. He's the star of Manifest, which is, believe me, I watched every single episode. It's the worst show on television. It was terrible, but I loved him. He was also in Once Upon a Time, and I'm guessing that's where they met. Anyway, two TV stars. All right, got it?
Got it.
Okay. Her best friend, like best friend, the person she spends all of her time with when she's not with Josh, is single and wants a baby and is like 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer offered her husband's sperm to her best friend. She's saying, listen, you're around all the time. You're basically helping us raise our kids. Like, we go out for the night. You take care of the kids. We all go out to the museum together. You're auntie, whatever the woman's name is. Let's say Jane, Auntie Jane. You know, everybody knows you. You're part of our family. It would make sense if Josh gave you sperm. It's not like you're going to have sex with him. He's going to
give it to the doctor. Then the doctor is going to give it to
the doctor, and the doctor will give it to you. Exactly. It's literally like a transaction. Like, he's lending you money.
Mm-hmm.
Except he will be in that child's life because you're here all the time anyway. This will be your kid, you know, and the kid will know his or her father. So it's caused quite a controversy today because some people are like, that sounds like a great idea. Like, it does take a village. It's a community. They're, you know, they already have two kids. Now there'll be a fifth kid and a extra woman mm-hmm. there, you know. And people are like, yeah, it takes a village. And that's a village. That's a community. Other people are saying, no, that is way too awkward, way too close for comfort. Like, that's a line you do not cross. So, you know, it's kind of a moral question. I was wondering how you feel about this.
I think that's how you make serial killers. I think that's not how you make serial killers. I think that's the formula. There's that formula, and then there's seeing your mom killed in a shipping container.
Jesus.
That's the two formulas to make a serial killer. So no, because the kid's gonna be totally screwed up. All right, that's my dad, but that's not my mom. That's my mom, but she's not married to my dad, and it's not well. So just go get somebody else's sperm at the doctor. You don't have to make it your husband's. Get somebody else's.
Well, what Jennifer Goodwin, her argument is, she liked that it'd be more of her husband's DNA out there in the world anyway, because she's totally in love with him and he's an amazing guy. And he seems to be. Like, they seem to have a very good relationship. They're in each other's lives all the time anyway. If she goes and gets some rando sperm, then that father is not going to be there to raise this kid, as opposed to Josh Dallas, who will be around to raise his kid.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. I mean, this is why kids get picked on in school. This I don't see this ending well. Just no, stop it. You don't need to spread the seed all over the place. Just keep the seed in the family.
Okay, this totally works for me because it's kind of what polyamorous relationships are anyway, you know, where the only difference is he doesn't have a sexual relationship with the best friend. Mm-hmm. They're not a throuple. You know, there's no relationship there. She's just the best friend and that's her baby. I feel like when you get random DNA, you don't really know where it's coming from. This way, she knows him. She knows where it's coming from. He'll be there to financially support the kid as well. You know, what diseases do you have in your family we need to worry about and concern about? You know, the fact that he will be there. And I think this is like a new idea in the world of family. And if you think about it, when the concept of gay marriage was first introduced, the idea of two men raising children. There were people out there like, well, I can't get my mind around that. But then after a while, everyone's like, oh yeah, just it's two people with a kid. Who gives a fuck, you know? I think this is the next version of get your mind around this also can be a family. And just the way that, you know, me as somebody who's child-free, people are like, oh, you don't have a family. I'm like, fuck you. I have my boyfriend and we have dogs. Like, that's, you cannot determine what the concept of family is. You know, my idea of family and your idea of family might be different, but that's still my family. My boyfriend is my family. Our dogs are our family. That's just the kind of family that we have. You know, you may have kids and a wife, and that's your concept of family. So I think the happy, loving celebrity couple, or just happy, loving couple, forget about celebrity, and the best friend who wants a baby, and they will all raise the kids together as one big happy family, new concept of family. I'm so down with this. I'm so here for it.
So fast forward to 3 a.m., and you hear the baby crying in the next room, and you say, I didn't want this kid. This ain't my kid. Go get the kid. It's not my kid. I'm not waking up and feeding the kid at 3 o'clock in the morning because I didn't want it.
Well, she's not going to live with the baby in their house. She's going to live in the neighborhood. She lives in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So she's at her house with her baby.
Right.
Who happens to have a father who lives down. This is no different than our old friend Peter, who used to come on the show. He and his wife got divorced, but they have two kids, and they live on the same block. And the kids go back and forth between his house and the mom's house, and they have their parents. How's that any different?
It's not different, but to explain to the kid, yes, that's your dad, but he's not married to me. It's
not too much. Excuse me. So you explain to
a
kid,
sister,
mommy and daddy.
And that's your brother, and that's their.
That's your half brother and half sister. What? There's not a lot to. That's your dad. That's your dad's wife. That's their two kids. This is no different than a divorced family.
Kids can't figure out how to open a can. So, and then I'm going to explain to them who their father and mother and why the mom lives down
I'm
there.
I'm your mother. That's your father. Big fucking deal. It's not that hard to understand.
I don't like it.
And that's your Auntie Jen. No, here's the confusing part. That's your Auntie Jennifer. Jennifer? No, Jennifer with a G.
Oh,
what?
See, that's confusing too, right there, because she's not really your auntie because she's no relation.
That's the problematic part, the Jennifer with a G.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because she might name the kid something crazy like Cooper with a R.
I guess that's true. I should, you know, glass houses. Well, no, but let me just say one thing. Jennifer with a G, her real name is Jennifer with a J. She changed it for celebrity status.
I hate that. Go away. Get off my TV. Get out of my stories. I don't want nothing to do with you. You made up your own name and wrote. It's like Jeff with G-O-E-O-F-F-Y. Doesn't make any damn sense. Just name your kid J-E-F-F.
Well, if your name is Jeff and it's G-E-O-E-F-F-F and whatever it is.
Yeah, you know, Y-J-K. Whatever,
you better work at the Renaissance Fair.
Because every teacher's going to look at it and go, why can't you just say J-E-F-F? It's easier that. But no, it didn't. How about G-E-F-F? Shut the fuck up. God, make up a decent name.